Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Bill, you know, the last segment there, we were talking about food and all these great ways that we can make sure that we're finding the best places to eat. And our last tip was going on a culinary tour, our food tour, our walking food tour. They have all these different names, but it's the same result. You get a chance to go to different restaurants in the city, try different cuisines. A lot of times a chef will come out. Sometimes they'll even pair wine or beer or some type of drink with the food that you're trying. It's a really great opportunity. Now, I just had an opportunity to do that when I was in Raleigh and had a really great tour.
Well, Raleigh's a great place. It's got a lot of good food, known for its barbecue and a lot of the dishes around that area there. And, you know, it's a land where they grow corn. It's one of the crops they grow. They also grow, you know, peaches and apples and a few things like that. But they're primarily known for their barbecue and the fixings that go around it.
Yeah, I did have a chance to have barbecue. Now, this culinary tour that I went on, we did not have barbecue on the tour, but I did have barbecue later. But I had a chance to talk with Sam Dinner. And yes, that is her last name, Dinner. And she's with Taste Carolina, which is a great, great tour. If you guys are in the Raleigh area or in the Carolina area, is to try them out. And I'd love to share what she talked about and all the great foods that we had a chance to eat. So here's the interview that I had with Sam.
That sounds like something I'm looking forward to hear about.
Hi, Sam. Thank you so much for taking us around. Now I have to start off, Sam, though, with your name, because your name is Sam Dinner.
Just like the meal. That's how I introduce myself. Sam Dinner, spelt just like the meal. No confusion.
With a name like that, do people expect you to be a great cook or to know a lot about food?
I can't say I cook. I usually leave it up to the professionals, and I just eat what they prepare. So I am definitely a foodie. I enjoy going to lots of different restaurants and checking out the food scene.
And what a food scene there is here in Raleigh. I'm surprised. I mean, there are lots of great restaurants that you've been showing us and telling us about. And, of course, we've only tried one so far. I know we have a couple more on our list and then our dine around tonight. But tell me a little bit about the Raleigh food scene here.
It's definitely grown probably within the past anywhere from like 2 to 5 years. And it's still growing. We are constantly getting new spots. New chefs are coming in. Branching out, opening their own spot, trying to find their niche. But it's growing a lot. There's in Raleigh alone for Taste Carolina, we're partnered with about 40 restaurants that we show off downtown, just for the downtown scene. So that's saying a lot. And not a lot of people have a lot of competition. They all work together. We all support each other. It's an amazing scene downtown.
Now, you also pointed out a couple of bars, too, so there's quite a bit of nightlife. So after you've had that great meal, you can also have some unique crafty-type cocktails as well, right?
Yes, there's a lot of good bars, craft cocktails. The bartender scene alone, every bartender knows each other. They've moved places. They do special nights where they do special guest appearances where they'll say, we're shadowing or we're showcasing off this bartender. Come try his drinks tonight. So they all support each other, and it is a really great scene, both daytime for families. There's lots of family events, and then nighttime dinners, cocktail scene, always events happening. You can go to godowntownraleigh.com to check out all of the events.
That sounds great. So do you have like any type of food festivals or anything like that that take place during the year?
We do. We actually are partnering up with Downtown Raleigh does a restaurant week. And our restaurant week is coming up towards the end of August, where normally restaurant weeks will prepare a prefix menu. For lunches, it might be a $15 menu. For dinner, it might be a $30 menu. So what Taste Carolina is looking to do this year is join in with that. So instead of just going to one restaurant to get a prefix menu, you're going to go to 3 to maybe 4 restaurants to get a sample of their prefix menu. So you can get more exposure to everything rather than trying to come out every night that week.
And you know, that's really a great way to determine what's your favorite restaurant. And what is your favorite restaurant? Do you have a favorite? There's so many great ones.
I do have, my favorite restaurant for dinner has to be Garland's. Chidi is the executive chef at Garland's. She does amazing things. It's Indian, Korean, Southern fusion. I love them, and she's awesome. She is so nice, and she supports Taste Carolina all the time. And then my second favorite for dessert cocktails Bittersweet. Bittersweet is right around the corner. They specialize on cocktails, dessert, and coffee. And they intertwine the three things. They make killer desserts, amazing drinks, and they are also like the coolest people. And you know, you go in there, you feel like you're at home and get to talk to the bartenders and have a drink, have some pie, or a cookie ice cream cookie sandwich.
That sounds good. I love ice cream sandwiches. And speaking of ice cream sandwiches, that reminds me of my childhood. Now, you're also a teacher, so you're multi-talented. I mean, you can do the food tours, and you can also teach as well. So tell me a little bit about your other life.
So I guess you can say I like educating people. I like to educate, you know, children during the day, and then I like to educate adults on the Raleigh scene. I love meeting new people, and I consider myself pretty outgoing and bubbly, and I want to meet new friends all the time. So especially with this scene today, I mean, there's so many people from all over the place. So I love hearing everyone else's story and, you know, showing off our scene. And I love seeing everybody writing notes and asking questions because, you know, they're really engaged and they really love to find out all of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the perfect way to really find out, is to take a culinary tour. Now, are you originally from Raleigh?
I'm not. I'm actually originally from Connecticut. So I came down to North Carolina. I went to East Carolina University, where I got my undergrad in education. And then I ventured out to the big city from Greenville. I came to Raleigh, and I love Raleigh. Always something happening, always something to do. You go into a couple places a couple times, and then they know you. So it's definitely, you know, they say it's a big city, but once you get to know all your area and your surroundings, it's pretty small and easy to keep up with.
Absolutely. Now, I would love for my listeners to go to a website and find out more information and certainly plan a trip to come to Raleigh, not only for the food, but I know we're going to find out some other things to do around the city as we progress with our stay here. But what website should I send everyone to?
So they can go to tastecarolina.com. And you can also follow us on any social media. So we tweet what we eat. So Taste Carolina for Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and Taste Carolina Gourmet Food Tours. We're located in 7 cities. So we have Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Carrboro is a joint tour, Hillsboro, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and then Wilmington on the Riverwalk as well. So lots of options.
Fantastic. Some fried chicken just arrived with coleslaw. So it looks pretty yummy. I think we better try it.
I'm ready to dig in.
So am I. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Doc Bill, did that make you want to go and have the same tour? I'm sure it does, right?
It does. I mean, there's a lot of neat things going on there, a lot of good tasty food. Whenever there's good food, I'm looking to be around and go there.
I mean, and it's so easy to do. I mean, you can set these tours up ahead of time. You can set them up once you're in the destination, or like what we did. I mean, we had an opportunity to, you know, go around, spend some time with Sam. She even pointed out some other restaurants that were not part of the tour that were her favorite. So it was a great opportunity to then go back later, try some other restaurants, try some things that were not on the itinerary. I mean, I think these culinary tours are just really a great idea, a great introduction to the food part of the city.
I think that's one of the neat things to do. It brings the city alive, you know, and then it gives you things you can't do at that time. You have something at your list you can do it the next time you're back in that city.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, those national dishes, and we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later, because if you're traveling international, you have to try those national dishes. But, you know, cities are known for specific dishes as well. As you mentioned, you know, the barbecue there. So when you're going to these cities, take these culinary tours so you get a sense of what is really specific to that city. And a lot of times, too, they may point out some of the wineries, some of the, you know, craft beer, because there's so many breweries that are popping up all over. So it's a great opportunity to find out about some of those, any kind of specialty things, farmers markets, food markets, all of those things. Great opportunity when you go on these food tours.
Well, it is. You know, check out the craft breweries. Like you said before, there's also a lot of distilleries opening. And a lot of craft breweries may not just have things that are, you know, alcoholic. Some of them may be making their own root beers, ginger beers, drinks that are non-alcoholic that they make as well, because they want to attract a large audience. So those are things to keep in mind as well.
You're absolutely right about that. So well said, Doc Bill. Now, we've come down to the end of this segment. You guys sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to talk about some more food. Food, 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 travel, travel, travel. It goes together really, really well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDUN, back in a minute.
I'm the passenger.